It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, I think we're like 5 minutes away from Trump speaking or something like that. We'll go to it live. Chris said the crowd is there. They're milling about. You're not going to miss any of it at all. So I just want to address this really quickly. Why won't the White House, why won't they comment? Democrat presidents now, thanks to Obama, comment on every case, no matter what, every shooting, everything else. They have to stick their big fat noses in it and talk about it all the time. I think the DOJ
is still prepping charges for Trump. And if Joe Biden says something, they're worried about it messing up their case. I suspect this is actually bad news for Trump, not good news that they won't talk about it. Just a suspicion, but that's what I suspect. Jesse, this is from last night. The subject line of this is soft pink flower. This cuts deep. Jesse, I just listened to a caller greet you, hesitate, tell a stupid anecdote. He said that means story. That's not nice. About his family calling you Uncle Jesse, and then go on with the call that had no point at all and waited in anticipation for you to hang up on him rudely. But alas, you did not. This is proof positive that fat living has made you soft as a late stage Roman senator. We anti-communists have to stay sharp. Be strong. Take your chalk and hang up so we can hear more of you. His name is Blake. I did. He seemed like such a nice guy. Look, I blame myself for not, because I never take calls. I used to prep the audience before I took them and warn everybody about the small talk and the getting to the point. And because I didn't prep anybody and he was so nice, this has happened to me before. It happens to me with older folks. It happens to me with women. I can't just hang up the phone on women. It's like when you have a complaint with customer service and you want to speak to somebody about it, and then they bring out a woman and I just can't yell. I can't be mad about that. You're right, okay? It was soft. You're right. I should have hung up. It was soft. I don't know why I didn't hang up. I don't know. Dear Oracle, I want to tell you, when I first heard your show, I wasn't a huge fan. After giving it a couple shows, now I can't wait to get off work to listen to your show. You're so right about the trades. I worked as an underwater welder and then as a roughneck, and now as a mechanic, I've made great money. Never send your money to those commie schools. We live in Washington State on the east side. We're ready to move to my home state of Alaska so we can enjoy freedom once more. You should mention Alaska when telling people to move to red states. Says not to read his name, and I, of course, will not. Alaska is awesome. I've only been once. Took the boys fishing up there. Went fishing up there with my dad and the boys, and gosh, that was sick. I need to go. You know what I need to do this weekend? Because it's been such a heavy week. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to practice with my weapon for an hour, Saturday and Sunday this weekend. It makes me feel better. I may go do it tonight. I really might. Mantis X allows me to do that. I practice anywhere I want, anytime I want. Shoot, I might practice with my Mantis X right here in the studio when Trump kicks off his speech. Trump is going to speak any minute now, and what am I going to do? I'm going to sit here and listen. Why not get to be a better shot? Dry fire practice in the comfort of your home or studio when you should be paying attention to other things. Go to MantisX.com and get you one. No one has ever said, I wish I was a worse shot. Get better, faster, deadlier. MantisX.com, all right? Again, before Trump kicks off, it's probably appropriate to play Alvin Bragg again from today.
Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned on a New York Supreme Court indictment, returned by a Manhattan grand jury, on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in the first degree. Under New York State law, it is a felony to falsify business records with intent to defraud and an intent to conceal another crime. That is exactly what this case is about. 34 false statements made to cover up other crimes. These are felony crimes in New York State, no matter who you are. We cannot and will not normalize serious criminal conduct.
Misdemeanors. He goes on.
Why did Donald Trump repeatedly make these false statements? The evidence will show that he did so to cover up crimes relating to the 2016 election. Donald Trump, executives at the publishing company American Media Incorporated, Mr. Cohen, and others agreed in 2015 to a catch and kill scheme. That is a scheme to buy and suppress.
Catch and kill sounds awesome, by the way.
Negative information to help Mr. Trump's chance of winning the election.
I'm going to catch and kill a Jesse Kelly burger when I get home.
As part of this scheme, Donald Trump and others made three payments to people who claim to have negative information about Mr. Trump. To make these payments, they set up shell companies.
Now, before we get to Trump, I do have to bring you some news with a heavy heart. All right. Headline. Oh, this is tough. I need a minute. This is tough. Derailed train in Montana spills Coors Light and Blue Moon beer into the river. No, in all seriousness, Chris, the Anheuser people, the tranny people, they don't own Coors Light, do they? I don't mind Coors. They don't? The Coors is like a separate thing? What about Blue Moon? It's a little sweet for me, but you like Blue Moon? Michael, you like Blue Moon? I don't like it. They put the orange in there. It gets too sweet. The problem is, Chris, I'm sweet enough. What, Chris? That was funny. All right. Apparently, we are getting ready to go to break because we have to come back when Trump speaks. Chris, do I have that right? I don't know how this works. I just got here. Is that how we're doing this? All right. Never mind. Let's go to break. We'll be back with as soon as Trump starts speaking. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
In the aftermath of a transformative election like the one we just had, it's hard to read the news without asking yourself every 5 seconds, how did we get here? That's exactly what we're always trying to figure out on Fiasco, a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which came down to a recount in Florida and ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. In many ways, it's the beginning of the story we're living through right now. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore, and find out how a statistical tie in the Florida vote count put the nation into an unprecedented holding pattern, during which American voters waited with bated breath to find out whether Al Gore or George W. Bush would be the next president of the United States. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and yes, it's still me. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Trump is still not speaking yet. Chris is monitoring the situation. Chris, that makes us sound so official when you're monitoring things. And you should see the studio, the nerd production room that him and Michael work in. There are so many monitors, so he's monitoring it on the monitors. You can't get heady radio like this anywhere else. Look, it's what journalists do.
It's journalist Jesse.
Chris.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best. Anyway, small business bankruptcies reach a worrisome level as Biden touts rising business formation. This is one of the things that's weakened our country significantly, and it was done intentionally. They crushed the small businesses of this nation during COVID. Wow, Amazon got bigger and Lowe's got bigger. Walmart got bigger. All the big companies got bigger. Small businesses got slaughtered. Well, you notice which businesses
can't wait to get on their knees and bow before the latest Democrat agenda. Hey, look how gay we are. The big businesses. You don't see that from small businesses. It was a very focused attack on the perceived political enemy of Democrats in this country. And you'll never be able to convince me this is anything other than intentional. Because remember, unlike Republicans, or see, Republicans, when they take power, they spend all of their time reaching a hand out to their enemies and apologizing for their friends. Oh, sorry about those icky Trump supporters. When Democrats take power, they spend every single minute rewarding their friends, punishing their enemies, as told by Janet Yellen.
The Inflation Reduction Act is about turning the climate crisis into an economic opportunity.
Okay. Now, one thing we're not going to do, we are not going to take back the nation with Republicans like this, and we need to focus our efforts on primaries to make sure these people can finally get run out of office.
This is the most irresponsible and dangerous decision by a prosecutor in the history of the country. He's opened up Pandora's box against the presidency itself.
Yeah, I don't care about Lindsey Graham. Chris, play us some Mitch McConnell.
And so my message to the administration, and you saw some of it this year, let's find some things between the 40-yard lines that we can agree on and do them. And we did some of that this year. Infrastructure, CHIPS, school safety, mental health. We need to make some progress for the American people, but it's going to have to be in the political center. If the House becomes Republican, there's no more one party running over us like they did through reconciliation.
When's the last time you heard any Democrat talk about meeting Republicans in the middle? Let's meet between the 40-yard lines out there. You've never heard it. What, Chris? Is he getting ready? Is he out there? All right, good, because I have more stuff to say. Dear fluent Spanish speaker.
Buenas tardes.
I had to take a job at a local barbecue joint here in San Antonio. Can't seem to find a job in my profession. Well, this morning they trained me on how to make tortillas. I busted out laughing because your voice came into my head, and I can hear you saying, tortillas, get out of my head. And he said his name is John. Look. A lot of people don't speak Mexican. I do. Because I'm such a cunning linguist. It's look, whenever you have a skill set, whenever you're exceptional at something, like Leonardo at painting or sculpting or whatever he did, or Michael Jordan at shooting a basketball, me when it comes to languages, you just have this burning desire inside of you to use those skills. All right. And you know what I'm going to do?
But my focus is just stay focused.
I'm going to do even more oblying in the coming years. I feel like when I speak it, it helps you speak it. Jesse, you're absolutely correct about the Army soldiers who died in a helicopter crash. As tragic as it is, if they do the mishap investigation correctly, it will help save lives. I'm a former Marine Corps pilot. In flight school, you basically memorize a phone book called NATOPS. I didn't know this. It stands for Naval Air Training and Operating Procedures Standardization. Good grief. I very clearly remember one of my first instructors slamming that book down on a table, pointing at it, and saying, NATOPS is written in blood. You better know this thing stone cold, because every warning inside it is there because someone got hurt or died. As for how things are going in your Marine Corps, when my squadron had its first all-female flight crew, they painted eyelashes and lipstick on the aircraft for the publicity of the occasion. Priorities, right? Gosh, that is so freaking disappointing. That is just so... Look, we talked about this earlier because we brought up China. By the way, Trump's still not out. I'll let you know when he's out. But we talked about this earlier when we were talking about China and maybe a conflict with Taiwan. Saw something else that's horrible today. Our military. So you like to imagine, and I like to imagine, a military that, well, our guys at least have all the equipment they need, right? They have all their equipment. It's other countries. You think about the Soviet Union in World War II. Every man didn't even have a rifle, and they didn't. The first guy would have a rifle, then they'd have a guy running behind him without a rifle. They pick up his when he dies. And we like to point to other countries. Wow, that would suck. How crazy is that? Do you know some of our elite infantry regiments? they don't have all the equipment they need right now. As we send troves of it over to Ukraine, our elite units, many of them are suffering from a shortage of equipment. You realize that? You realize what a big deal that is? Do you think Chinese troops are short on equipment right now? I've got news for you. They're not. They're not at all. All right. Now, let's... Oh, I forgot to play this earlier from CNN.
Joining me now to talk about all of this is CNN Chief Law Enforcement and Intelligence Analyst John Miller. And
oh, shoot. Is he coming out, Chris? He's coming out now? He's not speaking yet? Well, forget it then. I want to play this CNN thing. We'll play it when he starts speaking. I'm not done yet.
Joining me now to talk about all of this is CNN Chief Law Enforcement and Intelligence Analyst John Miller and former federal prosecutor and senior legal analyst Ellie Honig. Are you guys sick of talking about this already? No. I mean, this is unprecedented.
This is the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it is.
They can't contain the glee. It has been years and years and years of them demanding this. And this goes back to what I was talking about earlier about how Republicans spend all their time apologizing for their friends. They're so ashamed of you. They're so ashamed of me. Oh, these ignorant rubes. Democrats bow to their base constantly. They cater to their base constantly. They impeach the guy twice over nothing just because the base demanded it. It's just what they do. Why can't we have that? That's a good question, right? Why aren't our people that way? Why don't they feel the need to pander to us? They talk about impeachment and communist things, and our people talk about meeting them between the 40s. Why is that? Well, that part's our fault. They, Democrats, they participate in their primaries, remember? Why has the Democratic Party, the Democrat Party, turned into a full-blown Marxist party over the last 10 years or so, yet the Republican Party is turning much slower? Still, so many of the old low-T GOPers. Why? Why did they change faster? Why are they harder and ready for battle and we're just pillow soft? Half the Democrats show up for their primaries. The communists get out and they crawl over broken glass to make sure the most radical nut job Democrat gets elected into office. Republicans will line up at the polls. If they even bother showing up in a primary, they'll line up at the polls and they can't wait to vote for the Republican who's currently in there. For whatever reason, either they believe this lie that the establishment has sold them for years, that he's the only one who can win. They do that a lot. Or maybe they believe this part of it. He's speaking? Oh, all right. Never mind. We are now, journalist Jesse, going to President of the United States, former President of the United States, Donald Trump.
USA! 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 USA!
Thank you very much, everybody. We have to save our country. God bless you all. God bless you all. And I never thought anything like this could happen in America. Never thought it could happen. The only crime that I have committed is to fearlessly defend our nation from those who seek to destroy it. From the beginning, the Democrats spied on my campaign. Remember that? They attacked me with an onslaught of fraudulent investigations. Russia, Russia, Russia. Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. Impeachment hoax number one. Impeachment hoax number two, the illegal and unconstitutional raid on Mar-a-Lago, right here. And lying to the FISA courts, the FBI and DOJ relentlessly pursuing Republicans, the unconstitutional changes to election laws by not getting approvals from state legislatures, the millions of votes illegally stuffed into ballot boxes and all caught on government cameras. And just recently, the FBI and DOJ in collusion with Twitter and Facebook in order not to say anything bad about the Hunter Biden laptop from hell, which exposes the Biden family as criminals and which, according to the pollsters, would have made a 17-point difference in the election result. And we needed a lot less than that, like about 16.9. It would have been in our favor. Not my favor, our favor, because our country is going to hell. And we remember the 51 intelligence agents who said Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. It didn't exist. It was Russian disinformation. Remember that? And that was all confirmed strongly by the FBI when they all knew that it wasn't Russian disinformation. And so much more. Our elections were like those of a third world country. And now this massive election interference at a scale never seen before in our country, beginning with the radical left, George Soros-backed prosecutor Alvin Bragg of New York, who campaigned on the fact that he would get President Trump. I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. This is a guy campaigning. You want to get President Trump at any cost, and this before he knew anything about me, didn't know a thing about me. He was campaigning. As it turns out, virtually everybody that has looked at this case, including rhinos and even hardcore Democrats, say there is no crime and that it should never have been brought. Never have been brought. Ever brought. Even people that aren't big fans have said it. They said this is not the right thing to do. It's an insult to our country, as the world is already laughing at us for so many other reasons, like our open borders, our incompetent withdrawal from Afghanistan, where we left behind American citizens, $85 billion worth of the best military equipment in the world, lost 13 magnificent young lives and far too many to mention that are so badly hurt with the loss of arms and legs and facial obliteration. The most embarrassing time in our country's history, in my opinion. Then our give up on energy independence and even energy dominant. We're going to be dominant within 6 months, more than any other nation times two. We had this all just 3 years ago, our raging crime statistics, if you look in Democrat-run cities, numbers the likes of which we have never seen before, the open threats by various countries of the use of nuclear weapons, something never mentioned or discussed by outside nations during the Trump administration, and which could very well lead under the Biden administration's leadership to an all-out nuclear World War III. Can happen. We're not very far away from it, believe it or not. An economy that has been crippled by the biggest inflation we have seen in more than 60 years. And a military that I used to defeat ISIS in 4 weeks. They said it would take 4 years. 4 weeks. To kill al-Baghdadi and Soleimani. That has now gone woke at the top levels by trying to indoctrinate everyone down to the lowest ranking patriot. But now they have really stepped up their efforts by indicting the 45th president of the United States, who received $75 million votes, which is more than any sitting president in the history of our country. And in the wings, they've got a local racist Democrat district attorney in Atlanta who is doing everything in her power to indict me over an absolutely perfect phone call, even more perfect than the one I made with the president of Ukraine. Remember, I kept saying that's a perfect call. This one was more perfect. Nobody said, sir, you shouldn't say that. Many people on the phone. Or hung up in disgust because of something I inappropriately said. Because nothing was said wrong. In fact, at the end of the call, we agreed to continue our conversation about election fraud. And election fraud, specifically in Georgia, at a later time. Many people on the phone, including lots of lawyers, nobody found anything wrong with that perfect call until a book promotion tour many months later. All of a sudden, they said, you know, I remember Trump making a call Let's look at that. This fake case was brought only to interfere with the upcoming 2024 election, and it should be dropped immediately. Then you have a radical left lunatic known as a bomb thrower who is harassing hundreds of my people day after day over the boxes hoax. You know, the boxes hoax, as we call it. Just so everyone knows, I come under what's known as the Presidential Records Act, which was designed and approved by Congress long ago just for this reason. Under the act, I'm supposed to negotiate with NARA, the National Archives and Records Administration, which as of this date is a radical left troublemaking organization that red flags the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights as dangerous and triggering. Can you imagine? This is what we have to deal with. But there is no criminality under the Presidential Records Act. That is not what it's all about. We were negotiating in very good faith, proper way, in order to return some or all of the documents that I openly and in very plain sight brought with me to Mar-a-Lago from our beautiful White House, just as virtually every other president has done in the past. When FBI and DOJ officials with NARA were here, I told my lawyer to show them the very secure storage room in which they were locked. The FBI's sole request in writing was, could you please put another lock on the door? We immediately complied. It's a lot different than the Biden situation, isn't it? The next thing I know, we were raided by many gun-toting FBI agents who took whatever they wanted, including my passports and medical records. Everybody was in shock. Nobody had ever heard of such a raid before. Can't even believe it. Who would think that that could happen today? I immediately thought of the Fourth Amendment that protects against unreasonable search and seizure. But they did it anyway because our justice system has become lawless. They're using it now, in addition to everything else, to win elections. Apparently, they're not looking at me through the view of the non-criminal Presidential Records Act. They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death. Even though that has absolutely nothing to do with openly taking boxes of documents and mostly clothing and other things to my home, which President Obama has done, the Bushes have done, Jimmy Carter has done, Ronald Reagan has done. Everybody's done. In fact, Hillary Clinton got rid of 33,000 emails. That was okay. But nobody's done it like Joe Biden. This lunatic special prosecutor named Jack Smith, I wonder what it was prior to a change, who others of his ilk say he's even worse than they are, is only looking at Trump, yet Joe Biden took massive amounts more documents, even removed many boxes to Chinatown. Can you believe that? He's got $10 million from China. Where did that come from? I guess they were banking on Hunter's expertise. And had others stored in unsecured offices in Pennsylvania and strewn all over his garage floor where his now very famous Corvette is also stored. All over the floor, including classified documents. But that's okay. Perhaps most importantly, he has 1,850 boxes in Delaware, which he is refusing to give up. But isn't that real obstruction? That's obstruction. As president, I have the right to declassify documents. And the process is automatic if I take them with me. It's automatic. Declassify. Biden was vice president. He had absolutely no right to declassify as vice president. He doesn't come under the non-criminal Presidential Records Act. He comes under the very criminal Federal Records Act, unfortunately for him, but it's not going to matter because they don't follow the law, which has very severe penalties. He had classified documents that he took while he was a senator, which is absolutely inexcusable. And other senators, including Democrats, are outraged. But he's not being harassed and hounded like the people who work for me are. In fact, they seem to have forgotten about his documents entirely. So many thousands and thousands. It's okay with him. They like to say that I'm obstructing, which I'm not. Because I was working with NARA very nicely until the raid on my home. But Biden is obstructing by making it impossible to get the 1,850 boxes or explain why many documents were located in Chinatown. Can't explain it. Why were they in Chinatown? I don't know. Lastly, I'm under investigation. This time a civil investigation by another racist in reverse who also campaigned on, I will get Trump. I will get him. This was her campaign. Never ran for office. I will get him. Her name is Letitia James. And she proclaimed while campaigning, quote, I look forward to going into the office of the Attorney General every single day, suing him, and then going home. Before she knew me. She announced, what is fueling my soul right now is Trump. And that she had her eyes on Trump Tower. Those eyes are focused on Trump Tower. Didn't know the young lady. She even assured her supporters in an election promise that we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally. And then she claimed that I was an illegitimate president. Think of it. With all we did on energy, with all we did on the military, on taxes, biggest tax cuts in history, biggest regulation cuts in history, right to try, people able to get drugs now that aren't approved. Hopefully you don't have that problem. Letitia James vowed to use every area of the law to, quote, investigate President Trump and his business transactions. Those transactions are going to be investigated, she said. And that of her family and his family. Because we're going after his family and we're going after them hard. This is all before entering office and all before knowing anything at all about me. But you're going to get me. This is why, along with unrelenting crime, so many people and companies are leaving New York. She said that I falsified my financial statements, but in fact, we're proving and will prove that my financial statements were substantially more than we submitted, not less. And in all cases, have a strong disclaimer clause in them, which tells the institutions that may look at that if they want to, not to rely on the statement. But they've got a problem with their case because, number one, I'm very underleveraged. They can't believe it, all the stuff they read and gave, and have very little debt relative to the value of assets. And importantly, not one bank has lost even $1. She was investigating me to save banks. They have very good lawyers. But they didn't lose a dollar with us during this period of time. In fact, the banks we're talking about made almost $200 million off Donald Trump, and they liked me very much. We never missed a payment, never got a default notice, had a great relationship with all of them. I don't need banks. We have a lot of cash. I built a great business with my family. I built a fantastic business. I have a son here who's done a great job, and I have another son here who's done a great job. and Ivanka, and Barron will be great someday. He's tall. He's smart. But I have a great family, and they've done a fantastic job, and we appreciate it very much. They've gone through that. So she's suing me over banks that weren't defrauded when she should be focused on violent crime that's driving people out of the state. This is a persecution, not an investigation. She's put our family through hell. It's cost hundreds of millions of dollars to defend, but our heads are held very, very high. They want to settle the case, but I want no part of that. So here we are now. It's where we were today, in a city that was so great just 4 or 5 years ago. But now we're there. Spend time there today, as you possibly read, with a local failed district attorney charging a former president of the United States for the first time in history on a basis that every single pundit and legal analyst said, there is no case, there's no case. They kept saying, there's no case. Virtually everyone. But it's far worse than that, because he knew there was no case. That's why last week he delayed for a month and then immediately took that back and threw this ridiculous indictment together. Came out today, everybody said, this is not really an indictment, there's nothing here. My lawyers came to me and they said, there's nothing here, they're not even saying what you did. The criminal is the district attorney, because he illegally leaked massive amounts of grand jury information, for which he should be prosecuted, or at a minimum, he should resign. And Alvin Bragg's wife confirmed a report that claimed her husband has Trump nailed on felonies. She has since locked down her Twitter account. His chief prosecutor, who represented the Democrats and crooked Hillary Clinton and a firm run by Chuck Schumer's brother, Robert, he quit the firm in order to go to work in the DA office in order to get Trump. Can you imagine that? Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Democrat firm. Ultimately, he quit as chief prosecutor because Bragg didn't think he had a case. Think of that same guy that brought this ridiculous thing today. Yet during his investigation, this prosecutor named Mark Pomerantz wrote and published a book saying all sorts of privileged things, has been very strongly reprimanded. He was reprimanded so strongly. I've never seen anything like it. That's probably the end of it. But what he did was probably very illegal. But he was very, very strongly reprimanded. Even District Attorney Bragg was furious with him. They were having a tremendous fight in the office because of him. But hope is never lost, because various prosecutors in the DA's office also quit because they thought President Trump was being treated very unfairly. How about that? Isn't that great? Oh, I love them. I'd like to meet them. I'd like to meet them. The DA's office even had a webpage, meet the team of executives who have done this to President Trump. That was the title. Isn't that nice? They immediately had to take it down. Meanwhile, overall, crime in New York was up 30% last year, much more than that the year before, with felony assaults, robberies, and burglaries all up by massive, massive numbers. Not the same place that I know, not the same place that you know. And this is where we are right now. I have a Trump-hating judge with a Trump-hating wife and family whose daughter worked for Kamala Harris, and now receives money from the Biden-Harris campaign and a lot of them. We recently had another trial, and the same judge told the fine man who worked for me for many, many years that if you admit your guilt, you will be in jail for 90 days. But if you don't, if we go through a trial and you're found guilty, you're going away for 10 years and maybe longer. Which, for a 75-year-old man with a great family, really means life. What the prosecutors and judge did to that man, I will never forget. Because it's right out of the old Soviet Union. That's where we are. They said, you say anything about Trump, meaning that's bad, and you won't even have to serve the 90 days. You'll walk free. And they say that to many of my employees. We have this Jack Smith lunatic threatening people every single day through his representatives. They're threatening jail terms. But talk about Trump and you'll go free. This is where we are as a nation. Who would have thought? They can't beat us at the ballot box, so they try and beat us through the law. That's the country in which we live, however, right now. The USA is a mess. Our economy is crashing. Inflation is out of control. Russia has joined with China. Can you believe that? Saudi Arabia has joined with Iran. China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea have formed together as a menacing and destructive coalition. Would have never happened if I were your president. Would never have happened. Nor would Russia attacking Ukraine have happened. All of those lives would be saved. All of those beautiful cities would be standing. Our currency is crashing and will soon no longer be the world standard, which will be our greatest defeat, frankly, in 200 years. There will be no defeat like that. That will take us away from being even a great power. If you took the five worst presidents in the history of the United States and added them up, they would not have done near the destruction to our country as Joe Biden and the Biden administration have done. Incredibly, we are now a failing nation. We are a nation in decline. And now these radical left lunatics want to interfere with our elections by using law enforcement. We can't let that happen. With all of this being said, and with a very dark cloud over our beloved country, I have no doubt, nevertheless, that we will make America great again. Thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America. Thank you very much, everybody.
Am I back on, Chris? Am I on the air? I don't know. I've never done this before. I thought that was awesome. I thought it was very good. He sounded obviously tired, understandably. He's had a long day. He started out getting arrested in New York, and now he's back in Mar-a-Lago. I thought it was outstanding. Look, remember this. What's happened to the Trump family? People forget they went after Don Jr. for treason. What's happened to the Trump family? It's not the end. It is a preview of what happens if we don't start hitting back. If we don't start hitting back with our positions of power. I'm not talking about street protests and vandalism and illegal stuff that's going to get you busted and in trouble. I'm talking about demanding more, demanding better from our politicians. Here we are. It's what? It's 7:52 my time. That makes it 8:52 Eastern. Still, not one Republican DA in the United States of America has announced that they're bringing charges against a major Democrat. Not one. Nothing else will work. I'm going to read for you this quote. I've read it to you before, but I need you to pay attention to it. This is from Solzhenitsyn, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. He was famously a prisoner in the Soviet gulags under the communists. And, well, here's what he said. During my time in the camps, I had got to know the enemies of the human race quite well. They respect the big fist and nothing else. The harder you slug them, the safer you will be. The right is still living 20, 30 years in the past. I'm not talking about you. I'm not worried about you. our elected leaders are still living 20, 30 years in the past when there were still Democrats running the Democrat Party. The communists run the party now. You're not going to shame them into stopping. They don't know how to stop. We have to know, we have to acknowledge, we're dealing with religious zealots who worship destruction. That's what they do. That's why they destroy everything and destroy it so very quickly. It's all they know. Tear down everything. Tear down every part of a society. The economy, the family, destroy, 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 destroy. It's why they've taken some of the most wealthy, prosperous countries in the world and just shattered them in a matter of years. Nothing, no force in the history of the world has ever destroyed the way the communist destroys. But the right still thinks they're dealing with Democrats. Still talking about meeting them between the 50-yard lines. Still talking about no tit for tat.
Those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit for tat exercise.
That sounds wonderful in the year 1980. That sounds so good in the year 2000. It's the year 2023. Not a single Democrat at any level of power, not Alvin Bragg, not the communists who surround Joe Biden, or anyone in between, none of them hear that and say, wow, that is a really nice way to look at the world. You know what? I'm going to back off. He's not going to do a tit for tat. Let's not do a tit for tat. The big fist is what it is going to take. It is going to take you and me demanding more from our GOP states, from our red GOP states, from red GOP areas. Clearly, I have not done enough. If we don't have any DAs here in the state of Texas that are willing to drag Democrats in on charges, trumped up or not, in response to this, then we haven't done enough and we must do more. We are not going to nice our way out of this. What has happened to the Trump family? It's about so much more than Trump. It is a preview of where we're going, all right? And do I need to also remind you that this dream of George Soros is coming
in
true?
In the United States, how worried are you about the budget deficit and maybe about the possibility of inflation?
Well, certainly a decline in the value of the dollar is necessary in order to compensate for the fact that the U.S. economy will remain rather weak, will be a drag on the global economy. China will emerge as the motor replacing the U.S. consumer. And, of course, it's a smaller motor because the Chinese economy is much smaller. So China will be the engine driving it forward, and the U.S. will be actually a drag that's being pulled along through a gradual decline in the value of the dollar.
Have you bought your My Patriot Supply food kit yet? Because those dreams, that was from 2009, those dreams are here. It's not just Trump. China's on the move. The dollar's collapsing. Our supply chains are all blown up. Do you have an emergency 3-month food kit in case your family needs it? Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. $200 off. That's the deal right now. Whatever, however many you buy. MyPatriotSupply.com. Every person in your home needs 3 months worth of food. Buy it. It ships fast. It ships free. Then stash it somewhere. Do not put pictures of it up on social media. Don't tell your friends. Don't tell your neighbors. Keep it quiet, but get it. MyPatriotSupply.com. All right? Now remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We will be back to do it again tomorrow, okay? That's all.
It's hard to read the news these days without asking yourself, how did we get here? Fiasco is a history podcast from the co-creators of Slow Burn. In our first season, Bush v. Gore, we examine an unmistakable turning point in American politics, the 2000 election, which resulted in a high-stakes stalemate, ended with one of the most controversial rulings in Supreme Court history. So if you're trying to make sense of the present moment, check out Fiasco, Bush v. Gore. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.